but to allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I had a good cartoon in, on the front page, very well, in there where they had those cartoons. The guy was saying how patriotic it was to wear a mask. And then the Star Spangled Banner came along and the guy said, "I'll make you a deal." And he was kneeling, the other guy.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. August 25th, are any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
I have.
One item, I got an email from Lori Cochran, the reporter for the Daily News. She asked that she's gonna have to watch it online for a few meetings. She asked that everybody would speak up as much as they could, and I will try so that she can hear. She said, "Bob, you can have her seat until she gets back. That's only temporary." So, meet with department heads, elected officials, Terry Johnson.
Bob had rebuttal.
What?
Oh. No, just to add to that, I'd much rather be here than cover city council, because in city council, there's no audience, and so all the people there just assume that everybody knows what you're talking about, and they say, "Yo, Charlie, what do you have to say?" And you don't know what their title is, or what they're doing, or what their full name is. So if you guys would use full names, then the woman that you just mentioned will really appreciate it.
Okay.
It makes it much easier for people listening in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. We're busy in the office, getting ready for the general election already. When I checked last Friday, we were well over 3,000 request forms already. And increasing, and the girls, I was gone yesterday, but the girls said it was very busy in the office with all the request forms, the phone calls, and people coming to the counter, and everything else. And then plus we're getting ready for the Mediapolis School special election, which will be held on September the 8th. So we're still preparing for that. And we're just busy. Plus everything else, so.
Thanks, Jerry. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just getting busy like always, nothing really new to report, so.
Okay. We have Brett Grimshaw from the Des Moines County Sheriff's Office. Glenn Denny.
Just wanted to bring our new hire over, Brent Vogelsang, comes to us from the Fort Madison Police Department. He's a lifelong Des Moines County resident and has joined our staff yesterday. Sheriff Johnstone swore him in and wanted to introduce him to everybody. So Brent Vogelsang.
Welcome aboard, Brent.
Thank you.
I mentioned to Brent before the meeting that the last individual they brought up to meet us was Tank, the four-legged deputy. And Brent's got a tough act to follow.
So anyways,
so welcome aboard.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad to be home.
Thank you.
Do you scratch him behind the ears every now and then?
Yeah, he doesn't complain about that.
Only when he gets good.
He gets treats too.
That's so right.
Treat driven.
Right.
Is anything else from the sheriff's department?
No, that's it. That's all I had.
Okay. Brian Carter, secondary roads.
Good morning. Mediapolis Road, of course, is still closed, making good headway. Hopefully, we'll wrap up with the asphalt portion of that today. So, still got a few things. Got to do a little more grading. Got to do some guardrail, obviously, on the ends of the bridges. Pavement markings and stuff like that. So maybe next week for an opening. I can't guarantee that at this point, but they are making good headway. So it looks a lot different up there. And one of our last remaining projects of the year, I'd say, Stars Cave, the intersection there with Irish Ridge. Daly got that contract, and they tentatively plan to start next week. So there'll be some congestion. I've already let Chris know. We're gonna let some of the landowners know there. We will keep it one lane, but it'll be congested with the traffic on Irish, and there's just no good way. So they will have to phase it, so it's gonna take a little bit longer, but we wanted, we had to keep access, obviously, for back there, so. So it sounds like that work will start up shortly, be a good project. So.
Any idea how long that'll take?
I'd say a month or slightly less. So only because of all the phases, just to be able to keep it open, you just can't come in there and do it all, otherwise it's probably a 2-week project, but just keeping it open takes that much more time. So, anyway, I'll give you some more. We may do a work session sometime in the next couple weeks, just to kind of look at the funding, just related to COVID and future plans and our construction program and everything else. I think we're getting closer and closer to kind of having a big picture view of the impacts. So it doesn't look to be nearly as significant as originally thought, which is a good thing for Des Moines County and I'm sure other counties. But so we'll do that at some point.
Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Like Brian said, obviously there's gonna be a disruption at Stars Cape. It's not really that bad. We're not really doing any.
Could you pull your mask down long enough so that people can hear you online?
Yeah. So we're not really doing any programs at the Nature Center thanks to COVID and everything. And so, you know, just we'll put some notices out on our social pages, just letting folks know that, you know, access there is going to be difficult. I think the most traffic we're getting through the Nature Center now is people coming back on the trail and using the preserve back there. And so we'll try to get that advertised. Other than that, just kind of business as usual. We do have we're having a board work session to kind of talk finances, like Brian said, tomorrow, and talk about future projects and stuff like that. So that's really all we got going on.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah. Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. I really don't have much going on, other than we talked about West Burlington is gonna look at their ordinances as far as construction zones, how they're gonna handle fines. They are gonna increase those. There's gonna be a lot more watching what's going on to make sure that we're keeping the guys safe there after trying to work on the road crews. Other than that, that's about all I got.
Thanks, Angie. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. We as a region, the 8-county region of Seal, have been talking, the management team's been talking about how we need to decide how to spend some of the COVID dollars that the region's receiving. And so we'll have more discussions about how to spread those out between children's services and adult services and what would be the best use of funds. I know some things like the recovery centers have been doing more and more through electronic means with their people. Maybe there's a way we could get tablets for the people in the recovery centers, or we could get some way of better communicating between recovery centers, because there's a number of them in the 8-county region, you know, where each recovery center could talk back and forth and have larger sessions and stuff. So we're lots of brainstorming going on right now. That's about all.
Thank you, Ken. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning. We are principally gearing up for jury trials. They begin September 15th. We will be going pretty much every week. There will be 3 weeks out of the month will be district court trials, and then 1 week out of the month will be associate district court trials. So the courthouse traffic will be picking up. We're just gearing up for that. We've got some cases that have been sitting there for about a year and a half now. That we're anxious to get resolution to. Colin, the maintenance, and myself and my administrative assistant are actually going to be meeting upstairs to start contemplating and planning out the AV project to get the courtroom properly equipped. One of the changes that we are going to have for our new jury trials is that our, like for instance, if we entered a photograph, generally speaking, some of the attorneys were still a little more old school even than me, and they would actually still submit a paper photo. We are no longer allowed to admit a paper exhibit. They have to be when we publish. So what we do is we enter it, the judge says, yes, it's admitted, then we publish to the jury. So sometimes all we would do is just like hold a picture in front of them. Some people would hand it to them and the juries would pass it along. We are no longer allowed to do that. All of our paper exhibits have to be shown electronically. And because of the nature of how we're going to be seating our jury, they're no longer going to be all set in one box. They're going to be spread throughout the courtroom. That project that we budgeted for to retrofit the AV equipment in the courtroom is now of the utmost importance, because all photographs will have to be shown on a screen, and the screen we currently have faces the jury box. But that's not going to do us any good if half of our jurors are sitting in the gallery. And so we're going to be meeting today to kind of get that process started. We know there are some lead times, but hopefully we'll be getting going on that, so there'll be the least amount of problems with scheduling along with the jury trials. And we're still actively seeking an attorney to fill our empty position from when Mike Brewer left. Quite frankly, we have not gotten a lot of resumes. I'm not sure why, but I know we're just, we and I think every other government agency in Southeast Iowa is just struggling to get folks, especially people who have advanced degrees. The opportunity in the private sector to make enough money to help pay off those student loans is sometimes greater than we can compete with. So we're still hoping to get that position filled. I know the new law school grads should be finding out in a couple of weeks, I believe, whether or not they pass the bar. And because that is a requirement of our position, unlike a private firm, we can't keep you on as a clerk in the event you don't pass. We're hoping that maybe we'll get a little bit more feedback once they've discovered whether or not their magic number has shown up on the website that they have passed the bar. So. Otherwise, that's about it.
Thank you. Two things. I'd like to thank you, in case anybody's forgotten, that AV system you're talking about in the courtroom. You brought that to our attention, and you funded it with the county attorney's special fund that you get to use. So all the credit for that goes to you. So thank you very much. Number two, are you making any progress on the site for jury selection?
I think everybody is of the opinion right now, with the first trial that's going on the 15th is. A sexual abuse trial. Because of the nature of that trial, we would be doing individual voir dire with every juror anyway. So I think in that particular one, we're looking at just bringing in 10 or 12 people per hour, just bringing them in one at a time. Because we know we would be doing that regardless. That's just the nature of that kind of trial. I think a lot of people just still are not comfortable with the offsite thing, including Judge Brown. She would prefer to have them all in. So I think we're going to kind of use that first case as a test case to see how that works for us. It'll make jury selection, again, in those run-of-the-mill cases where we usually are done in 2 hours, it will make it go much longer than it ordinarily would. But I think we're going to kind of use that first case also as a procedural guinea pig to see what works. If we determine that's just not going to be feasible, then we're going to look into the offsites.
Thank you. Chris, I'm going to skip you for a minute. Thank you for last. Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
I have two items on the agenda for today, and we've been pretty busy in general, but nothing really noteworthy, so.
You sent out an email talking from the DOT. Sure, Brian got it too, about funding.
Oh, yeah, the monthly update on the road use tax fund.
That sounds like it's better than what they anticipated last spring.
I think so. There's a lot of unknowns early in that process that there's any conceivable degree that the COVID would have an impact on that. But it's still significant, but probably a little bit better than initially forecast. So.
Kind of like everything else, still up in the air then.
Yeah.
But you're still getting cash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope it stays on the upper end of it where we can get some more, because it sure helped our infrastructure with that. And we've done a lot in Des Moines County, for Des Moines County, and we depend a lot on that. So I hope we continue getting that.
Yep. Chris is up next. She can fix it.
No, she isn't.
<Did she? laughs>
We're saving her for last. Thank you, Jared. Have we got anybody online?
I got four. Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court.
Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court.
Good morning, everyone. We're very busy in the office. We're also trying to fine-tune our procedures for the resumption of the jury trials. We're going to meet with Judge Brown tomorrow to hopefully finalize some of those things and try to get a process in place that works for all the folks. Lisa Schaefer has already previously mentioned a lot of the ideas that we're discussing and trying to work through. So the main thing is to try to keep folks safe and get the jury trial up and going again, because we're going to be very, very busy in addition to our normal foot traffic with all the potential jurors. And we already have been experiencing a lot of volume with phone calls and folks calling in to determine, you know, how our process is and everything. So keep it busy as always and hoping for the best here in the next couple weeks.
Thanks, Jackie. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. I'm sure, as most of you are aware by now, the property tax statements were mailed last Thursday, so we've been busy collecting as those payments are starting to roll in, and of course the phones have been nonstop. But other than that, we're just keeping busy.
Thanks, Janelle.
You're welcome.
Rodney Bleesner, Des Moines County Maintenance.
Rodney Bleesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can.
Okay. Guys, just been really busy doing what I can from home. I know we finished up pretty much everything at the care facility. I think they're looking at maybe opening up the first week of September. I think that's kind of their goal right now. They got most of their staff, not all of it, but I think most of their staff hired. They're doing some training and whatnot. So looking forward to that that program getting up and running at the beginning of September, hopefully. Other than that, I think the guys are going to be meeting with Lisa after the meeting to work on some of the courtroom stuff. So other than that, just a lot of things going on, business as usual.
Thanks, Thank Rodney.
Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just keep it busy, but nothing new to report.
Thank you, Natalie. Chris Pogemiller, I'm going to combine your department report and the COVID-19 update.
We continue to keep busy. We're doing a lot of contact tracing, obviously, in our office. Currently, we have 432 positive cases in Des Moines County. We've seen that increase last week. It does seem to be flattening out for us a little this week. We have 130 that are recovered. Again, that now is, instead of the 10 days when people are done with their isolation, it's 10 days plus 24 hours of symptom-free, except for the website, it's still 28 days to be removed from that website. So we do have more than the 130 that is recovered in our county. Currently, the percentage for rolling 14-day percentage for school positivity is at 14.4, so that has come down from last week. We are working with a facility in our county that has experienced an outbreak, and so we're supporting them. We are continuing to have our EOC, county EOC. We've been doing monthly meetings. It's open, but we only meet monthly. And working with the hospital, I think we're going to try to move that to at least once a week, having a meeting with them, because they are, they're challenged right now. They're seeing more patients at the hospital, so want to make sure we support them as well. So, and then I was going to ask about, would it be possible to set up a work session to talk about the CARES Act funding that was released a couple of weeks ago?
I'm sure we can do that. I sat through that webinar and had a hard time not zoning out two or three times. You can set that. So sometime here when it's convenient for you.
And then I just have an agenda item.
Thanks, Krista.
Thank you.
I'd like to jump in real quick. I everybody else is giving Krista credit. I need to also. She helped me out last week and took some time in between meetings when I'm quite sure she was too busy to be calling me, and gave us some advice in our office for how to deal with some stuff. So I want to say thank you to her for the information. So So I'm sure she was far busier at the moment than that call.
I know she's working 7 days a week because I talked to her over the week since Saturday and Sunday.
I've had those calls with Tom on the weekend too. There's just nothing good there at all.
Poor Krista.
Okay. Thank you, Krista. Didn't miss anybody. We will proceed to correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none. Unless you talk about people stopping me at the coffee shop, I'm going to get my coffee and have about your taxes going up.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you too. You might want to also. I did have correspondence from a fellow that said, don't take money away from our sheriff's department, police department, sheriff's department. We need those guys, and he said, do not defund law enforcement. And I didn't respond, but I can assure you, I wouldn't, and I'm pretty sure you guys wouldn't either. So.
No. We did threaten the sheriff once we were going to take away his parking place.
4.5 months, you can have it.
We have a correspondence we don't get very often from the DNR. It said, Dear Board of Supervisors, the DNR has received a construction permit application for a confinement feeding operation. The facility name is MCTA Pork Incorporated site. It was received by the DNR August 21st, 2020. Under Iowa law for this application, the county is required to complete the following actions. One, publish a public notice. See example on page following this letter in a newspaper having a general circulation in the county no later than September 4th, 2020, within 14 days of the DNR's receipt of the application, and submit proof of publication to the DNR. Note, a public hearing is not required, but is optional. However, if the board chooses to have a public hearing, it is recommended to include in the notice the date, time, and place for the hearing. And we typically don't have hearings for these. Two, the board may submit comments or may forward comments from the public, which must be received by the DNR no later than September 22nd, 2020. Comments received after that date will not be considered. Comments may include, but are not limited to, the following. A, the existence of an object or location not included in the application that benefits from a separation distance requirement as provided in section 459.202 or 459.204. or 459.310 of the Code of Iowa. B, the suitability of soils and the hydrology of the site where construction of a confinement feeding operation structure is proposed. C, the availability of land for the application of manure originating from the confinement feeding operation. D, whether the construction of a proposed confinement feeding operation structure will impede draining through established tile lines, laterals, or other improvements which are constructed to facilitate the drainage of land not owned by the person applying for the construction permit. Three, the proof of publication and any public comments must be received by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources no later than September 22nd, 2020 by mail, fax, or email. If you have any questions about this process, please call Paul or Cindy. Sincerely, Field Services and Compliance Bureau, Paul Petit. This correspondence will be on file and available for public notice or for public review at the auditor's office. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have the second public hearing for ordinance 59, tanning facilities and devices. We need to open a public hearing.
Move to open.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Okay. Is there anybody from the public who would like to address this issue? Have you received any emails or correspondence regarding this?
No, I have not received any.
Then I guess the board can discuss this. I remain opposed to this. I think it's And I apologize, I didn't really ask Krista, since she's the Board of Public Health representative here. Is there anything that you'd like to discuss, would like to mention, Krista?
I think the one thing I'd like to mention, obviously the Board of Health is asking that the County Board of Supervisors pass this ordinance. And the focus is, again, on protecting the public, making sure that our tanning salons are doing things according to the state code, which is Iowa Administrative Code 641, Chapter 46, and just making sure that people are meeting those minimum standards. It would not supersede anything that's not already in the state code. This was just verifying that the people that are operating the salons are making sure the training's in place, the adequate cleaning is in place, and that they're meeting those standards to ensure that the public safety is being protected. So I just wanted to add that piece.
Okay, and I appreciate it. I think I mentioned last time, it's a job of you and the Board of Public Health to bring these to us, so we appreciate that. That being said, obviously I'm opposed to this regulation, and as far as, you know, the all those requirements, these people carry insurance. They're subject to a liability. The county would be subject to somewhat liability if we, some liability if we pass this. But I think that I think this is just another unnecessary regulation and adding cost and to businesses, whether they're existing or someone trying to start a new business in this county. But that's my opinion.
Krista, is this the same way they do the barber shops and the beauty salons on the inspections?
Yes, there is inspections that they do. And so our office actually just does pools and tattoo inspections.
Okay.
And previously we've always done pool, tattoo, and tanning inspections. At the state level, they were challenged with resources, and so that department no longer had, they didn't have the staffing or the resources. And that's the reason they took it out of our contract. And they did notify us that the county wanted to maintain that inspection process to, you know, do it through a county ordinance.
And now the barbershops and the beauty salons, the state still do that?
I'm sorry, I don't know who does those inspections. I would assume it would be the state, but I'm not sure.
Well, last week I said yes, then I've been back and forth on this thing, and it's real beneficial then to do this according to what the health board says. Okay. Thank you.
I hear what you're saying, Tom, and most generally I agree with those principles. If it wasn't our health board, and I know they work hard and they argue about it, yeah. But I sat there and listened to them. So I guess I would stay with my vote.
We need to close the public hearing before we vote.
You gave your opinion.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so I guess that I would remain in favor, unless one of you guys come something to talk me out of. But I definitely agree with you on the regulation and more money out of business. And I think that the people that go to those salons or, you know, get tanned, whatever they do there, is they're old enough to go get a tan. They're old enough to think, I hope. And somewhere we're losing that ability to think for ourselves. But I would think that, I guess you'll find out here when all the votes, but I would probably still favor and go along. I guess I'm just, what I want to do is probably endorse what the health board said.
I apologize, I thought you were making a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion to close when you get ready.
Okay. Well, no, and I'm done.
I'll second that motion to close.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Okay, we need a motion regarding the tanning facility ordinance.
I will move to adopt the ordinance.
Are you waiving the third?
Do we do that? Don't we do that after we vote?
Yeah.
I think we will. Yeah. And if it's a no vote, it's waived automatically. But if it's a yes vote, then you waive. Does that sound right, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if it's a yes, then the board can move to.
Okay, do you second, Jim?
Not sure how to handle.
Okay, sorry.
I agree with both of you, but it's we owe it to our county residents in case one incident would happen where somebody got burnt real bad with a bulb or something like that. And Krista knows more about this, the health department knows more about it than what I do, so I kind of have to go along with it, and I'll vote yes.
Is that a second?
That's second.
Okay. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
No. Now, if you would want to make a motion, right, to waive the third hearing, you could do that.
I make a motion we waive the third hearing. Well, we got to go. Yeah.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
No. You want the third hearing? Well, one more chance to make my case. That's what I did last time. You think you could tell I'm going to shut up that easy? You're wrong. But I can be outvoted, so.
I appreciate it. It needs to be said.
Thank you. Okay, we have a payroll claims reimbursement at the amount of $274.97.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Oh, wait. This is, if we waived that, we need to sign this. Tax abatement request for the city of Burlington.
We have something to sign that says we adopted an ordinance.
We just signed the ordinance.
That was it, huh? Shouldn't there be three signatures on there?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't there be three signatures on that?
I think so. For the ordinance? I believe so, yes.
The those signatures are necessary, somebody give Terry a call and we can sign those at any time if passed. But that particular document has
obviously leave it that way. Then don't go write his signature.
Yeah, we sure hope Tom did it.
The city is requesting release of any and all property taxes associated with the following property. Parcel number 1132-28614. Okay. 1031 North 8th Street, Burlington, Iowa. I believe the city's taking ownership of this. The 2020 value is exempt.
You want to do those individually or?
Well, okay, we've done both the same. If you want, the city is requesting any and all property taxes associated with the following property. 1116 Spring Street, parcel number 1132402-004, Kathleen Salisbury. And those. Two. We have the city is requesting release of any and all property taxes associated with following property. Site address 114 Harrison, 16-09-183-010. These were all derelict properties in very poor condition and in need of demolition or substantial rehabilitation.
Move to approve. The abatement of those taxes.
Okay. Terry?
Did you second that, Jim?
Yes.
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Homestead. And military exemptions. Board of Supervisors, a list of claims for homestead exemptions in accordance with section 425.3 and claims of military service tax credits in accordance with chapter 428A, 426A, and sections 427.3 to 427.6 are attached to this letter. The Board of Supervisors may, by a single resolution, allow or disallow the exemptions as recommended. I hereby request the homestead military tax exemptions be approved. Homestead value is $51,647,649 and military value is $3,807,712. These exemptions are for the 2019 taxes payable in 2020 and 2021. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. This would be Jer. Approval and final plat of the Schnupper subdivision.
Schnupper subdivision, it's a one lot minor subdivision on Danville Township, kind of midway between Middletown and Danville. It is one lot, but it is a rather unique shaped lot. The total is about 5 acres, but it has a couple of separate sections, one along 180th Avenue with an existing house, and the other part, which is actually slightly larger, further to the west with a small pond and some open space, and then you get a little 25-foot strip connecting the two, which follows an existing driveway between them. And the intent here is that this will be sold separately from the remaining farm ground owned by the Schnupper family, and so it's just splitting that piece off. In terms of their review process and comments received, nothing significant, although we did have a bit of a delay on this one with regards to the fence waiver. There was a long-standing conflict between the owner and the owner of the neighboring property where there's a cattle operation related to the long-term maintenance of that fence, particularly related to the drainage, because there's a natural drainage path through there and had some issues with erosion over time. So initially the neighboring property owner was not willing to sign the waiver. However, since then there's been conversation between the property owners and an agreement has been reached that the individuals purchasing the lot one will have a fence installed to replace the existing fence. However, due to the backlog and getting a installation of that fence scheduled, that would cause an issue with our ordinance where unless a fence waiver is signed, the fence needs to be installed and inspected prior to approval of the subdivision. So based on that agreement that was made independently with those neighboring property owners, the property owner to the south agreed to sign the fence waiver. So we do have a copy of that, which contains signatures from the Beckman family to the south, as well as the other property owner further south that borders part of the property. So that requirement has been met, and so we would recommend approval of the Schnepper subdivision as submitted.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Thank you, Jared. As long as you're up there, we have the Beckman Heritage Farms subdivision.
All right, this one is another one-lot subdivision. This one is in Flint River Township. It initially looks like there's a lot going on here, but it's actually relatively simple. There's no development proposed associated with this lot. The issue is that the Beckman family has owned these two separate pieces of land under slightly different names, largely on either side of 145th Avenue and Flint Creek. However, looking to sell a portion of that in the near future while keeping the remainder, they're looking to fix this issue because the current boundary between the two follows the section line from the public land survey, whereas over time there's been changes to where the bridge for Prairie Grove Road crosses the creek, and so there's a portion on the west side of that section line that's on the east side of the road. So they're just trying to straighten that out so that this piece can be attached with the property to the east instead of the one to the west. And it's all mainly meant to address the complicated legal description because there's been several adjustments within that 40 acre over the years, and this would allow that to have to resolve that issue with the legal description. This lot will contain a access easement for the property to the east, which will continue on under the same ownership, although there is also a mobile home residence that is rented out that uses that driveway as an access point from Prairie Grove Road as well. Once again, with the review process, nothing really significant, apart from we did have some issues with how the owner and subdivider were listed on the plat. In the initial survey that was presented to us, there was kind of some confusion. The estate involved here, the person actually passed away fairly recently, and there's the bank had taken over the process of getting these papers in order, and so unfortunately there was some initial confusion about how that was supposed to be listed on there, but that has since been resolved, and all the information is consistent on the plat between the index legend and who is listed as the owner and subdivider. So that recommend approval of Beckman Heritage Farms.
I move to approve, and I also thank you and Zach. I know you've had grief from some of this.
It's understandable that there's these deferred issues with some of these legal descriptions that people are trying to straighten out, and unfortunately it requires a subdivision based on our procedure, but it it's coming together here. So
I'll second that, and I want to thank you for sending all this stuff so we know what you're talking about.
That too.
That Terry. Helps.
Thank you.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Thanks, Jared. Thank we'll sign these after.
Yep.
Okay, we have a resolution requesting reimbursement from the Iowa COVID-19 Government Relief Fund. This flows down from the CARES Act, but the county to be eligible for some of that relief fund, the board has to pass this resolution. A resolution by Des Moines County to request reimbursement for eligible costs related to the COVID-19 public health emergency from the Iowa COVID-19 Government Relief Fund. Whereas the United States Congress approved the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act to provide economic relief related to COVID-19 pandemic. Whereas Governor Kim Reynolds allocated $125 million to the state of Iowa's CARES Act funding to local governments for direct expenses incurred in response to the COVID-19 emergency. Whereas local government funding reimbursements may only be used for necessary expenditures incurred due to the COVID-19 pandemic, were not accounted for in the current fiscal year county budget, were incurred during the time period from March 1st, 2020 through December 30th, 2020, and have not been reimbursed from other sources. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Des Moines County requests reimbursement of $494,023.90 in eligible expenditures in response to the COVID-19 public health emergencies. Be it further resolved, Des Moines County affirms that the above requests for reimbursement follow all formal published federal and state of Iowa guidance on how the funds should be spent, and understand if the reimbursements are misrepresented, the local government will be liable for any applicable penalty and interest. Hereby resolved by the Board of Supervisors for Des Moines County on this 25th day of August, 2020.
Approved.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee Brandt wedding at the Barn on the Ridge on Irish Ridge Road, effective September 3rd, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have a Class B native wine permit for County Treasures LLC.
That should be Country Treasures, I think.
It is Country Treasures,
I think my
reading skills are failing me once again.
Well, on the agenda I put county and it should have been country.
Move to approve.
I'll take it. It's got different implications.
Here, I was getting ready for a big party.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Wherever it is. And we have a Class C liquor license for the Yarmouth Filling Station Grill. I trust this is not a problem, Chair.
No, not a problem. Thank you for asking.
I wholeheartedly move to approve.
I'll second that.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Can I make an aside here?
Yes.
I bet when Bob and I were in school, he never looked at me and said, someday that man will be approving liquor license. Would that be correct, Bob? We have reports. We have the Des Moines County Agricultural Extension Report for fiscal year 20, the jail statistics for July 2020, and the Sheriff's Monthly Report for July 2020. These reports will be on file and available for public review in the auditor's office, either in person or electronically. Minutes for the regular meeting of August 18th, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
No. We have none. Future agenda items. The work session for, and...
For the CARES Act funding?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we will also need another closed session for that pending litigation that was discussed a couple of weeks ago.
I spoke to Todd this morning, so yeah. He said he'd spoken to Kathy about the closed session we had a couple of weeks ago. We need another one.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa. Committee reports.
Yeah, I attended a Zoom meeting with ISAC's Supervisor Legislative Policy Committee. And when that all comes out, you'll all get a copy. And I also sat
at my... Good ideas?
Huh?
They have any good ideas?
They talked a little bit about, hog houses. Mm-hmm. And I pointed out to them that although those are local owned generally, they're really controlled, as we saw very well this spring when farmers were out shooting their hogs because they couldn't get them butchered, that the control of those hogs, the hog flow, the livestock completely flow in the country is JBS owns, is out of Brazil, owns a big share of it, and Smithfield is China owned, and they control. And so when they come up with didn't feel fit to keep on pushing to get the butchering done, neither did the grocery store shelves go empty. The farmers are killing their livestock to make room for the next batch, and they were cutting a fat hog in the hiney. On some of those, the cattle, they were making like $600 a carcass that they butchered. That's way more than what that farmer made. And if he got to sell them. And if he ever got that much money out of them, we'd have so much capacity, you wouldn't believe it. So I'm starting to have a hard time with the concentration of who owns it, who owns all this stuff. And it's not the ownership I'm worried about. It's the control of it. And the control of that flow of livestock is not the way our forefathers intended this country to be run. And that's my opinion, and that's what I expressed. The taxes on them, if you saw some of the taxes, where they have torn down a house that was paying $3,200 and put up a hog house that holds 2,400 head of hogs and pay $1,800 on it. We're heading the wrong direction. And that hog house is going to cause our county roads a lot more grief because of the traffic. 2,400 head is going to take, figure it out, 600 pounds, I suppose, 600.
Takes a load of feed almost every day.
Mm-hmm. It takes two or three loads, semi-loads of feed per week.
Yeah.
I can tell you that from experience. And then of course shipping the hogs out, that's another 7, 8, 9 loads.
It adds to your semi loads on that road pretty quickly.
It's hard on them, but it's not as bad as dump trucks coming from a quarry on a regular basis. But
they all add up. Just depends on the time of year is the biggest deal.
Well, it depends on how the engineer built the road. If you put clay base on it, or if you use black dirt.
Now we're digressing.
Anyway, that was my point. There were several things discussed, and I can't go all on my head.
Thank you. You had another meeting. I interrupted you.
I did have another meeting. I had a Zoom meeting yesterday that I sat at my table and I was the only one there. It's the little circle just kept going around waiting for it to let me in. And I thought I was wrong, so I opened up my telephone and they were doing the same thing. So I don't know if they had the meeting or I just didn't know. I didn't have the expertise of IT department to help me.
I apologize for interrupting you.
That's all right. I'm glad I got that out. I would have felt real bad if I hadn't. So.
I had an Iowa workforce training, a 4.5-hour training course yesterday. They sent me home with a notebook about this thick. I got to tell you, gentlemen, you cannot learn all that in 4.5 hours. It's new guidelines that the new Mississippi Valley Regional Workforce developed. So we had all the supervisors for all 8 counties. Two of them attended on Zoom, the rest of us was up there. It's in Muscatine. And things have come along pretty good. Our funding is going to be great. I'm kind of excited that we're still going to have a branch down here where people can walk in and get help for a job.
For workforce.
Yeah, workforce. So.
Good.
That's all I had.
Okay. I did not have any meetings other than the webinar I described.
Yeah.
Public input. If anybody from the public would like to comment, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com or call 319-753 8203 extension 4. That's 319-753-8203 extension 4. We will give you 2 minutes to make that call or that email. Anybody here like to make any comments?
How about you, Sheriff Johnson? Anything from you?
All quiet. I think we got it covered.
You met the new deputy.
These guys did a good job for you.
Yeah, good.
Brett did give up your parking space earlier, though, just to so you know.
In 4 months, that's it.
Bob mentioned that we weren't interested in defunding the your department. I said that we did think about taking away your parking place. I believe we discussed that.
Well, they certainly plan on taking that space.
Brett offered it right up. He said you can have it.
Well, you may want to talk to somebody in the room here. I think you may have a pretty shot at it. So. Yeah. I haven't started counting the days yet. Everybody asked me, have you started counting the days? Like, no, I'm still too far out. So.
Well, ask your deputy. They're probably no.
Yeah, they're probably.
They got it down to the second.
I haven't thought about that, Jim. That's probably the source of that information.
Well, they don't know it yet, but they're going to miss me a great deal. I'm
sure that's on their mind.
But I keep telling them, I said, you just wait. I said, you're going to miss me. But I'll be around to keep the new shirt, you know. I'll keep him straightened out. So.
You'd be the first one.
168.
168. Thanks,
Kevin. We knew that number was out there.
What's that? What, 70 days?
Well, that's 2 minutes, so with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.